Keep us reminded of what was said today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And everybody said amen.
Amen.
All right. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Don't forget, God has not forsaken you. Your prayers are heard. Your prayers are heard. They get hindered, just like we get hindered during the day, during the week, by the devil. He doesn't want us to find things. He doesn't want us to be on time. He doesn't want a lot of things. If you can stay spiritual on Sunday morning, you can stay spiritual any day of the week. Amen?
Yeah.
If you're married and have children, you better say amen 3 or 4 times, because we've all tried that. And it works, but you have to take authority over that spirit. I know Anna and I did that, and it was all her fault. But anyway, just kidding. But, you know, our little house there on Murphy Circle, we had one bathroom, 5 by 5. And it was a private bathroom. Amen. You go in there by yourself and stay. Nobody else can get in there. So anyway, but we were, we got in our lives together. And we were in going to church at Nettleton, and I was teaching Sunday school and this and that. And I learned quickly that it doesn't work all to get up one time and try to get ready all at the same time. We just don't have the facilities, glory to God. So I decided to get up early, and we just started doing that. But then there came another time or two that were still, you know, you fuss on your way to church and pray when you get there. Amen? So, but anyway, got fed up with that and got home one day. And I said, Ann, take my hand. I got Jay in my arm. And we just walked through the house outside. Took authority over that stuff in the name of, and it left. We just, so much of the stuff that you and I have to deal with is spiritual.
Yeah.
It's not because it's raining. It's not because of this or that. It's because the enemy's out there to steal, kill, and destroy. He'll steal your time.
Yes.
He'll steal your car keys. He'll steal whatever he can.
Yeah.
Amen? But I'm taking back
Yes. What
the Lord, what the devil done stole from me. We're blessed of the Lord. Amen? Praise God. Punch your neighbor and say, you should have heard that part. I'm taking it back. Glory to God. Well, a lot of things were said and done today. We give God all the praise and the glory for it. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you. Every word in your Bible will come to pass in our lifetime, Lord God. We thank you for that. We give you praise. The promises belong to us. You watch over your word to perform it. And Lord, we stand ready to receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to refer to a story. I'm just going to sort of stick my toe in the water here. But again, what was said today, take heed to it. We need your children. That's an extra effort. Well, your mom probably did it for you and your dad. And if not, break that curse and bring them on in here. Well, gas is high. Well, we'll take up an offer and get you some gas. Whatever you need, we want the children here. Because one day, you'll wish and they'll wish they knew more about the Lord. Just good things happen when you come to church. Amen? It's no substitute for it. And I just want to go on record by saying again today, y'all are the best. Amen? Give yourself a hand clap in the Lord, because you couldn't have done it on your own. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. Could we go to John 3:3, please? Jesus answered and said unto him, who is him? Nicodemus. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Have we lost sight of that, my brothers and my sisters? Have we lost sight of the sinner? Have we lost sight of the one that's broken and hurting? Have we lost sight? Have we lost the energy to reach out, make a phone call? Have we lost the sight of this message? Guess what? It hasn't changed. This is the message. You must be born again. Let's say that out loud. We must be born again. Well, thank God, probably most of us or all of us are. But there are people you'll bump into every day that are not. Just be ready. Be that light and that salt to the earth. And let's have people on our mind. Jesus came to the earth for people. Amen? He came to rescue the perishing. He came to show us what God was like. He came as we're celebrating Easter season, that there came a day, just like there come a day when he's coming back. We've only been 2,000 years since the cross. Old Testament, before Jesus got here, was about 4,000. But he still came. There came a day. There came a day, right? And there'll come a day when you can meet him right now, today, tomorrow. Just ask him into your heart. Be born again. We need to have more preaching on that, and I think we'll see that not only here but everywhere, because the hour is such short time. We've learned how to live by faith. We've learned how to walk by faith, and we will never stop teaching, preaching, living by faith, because the Bible says that we are the just shall live by faith. If you want to be born again, you got to believe. Amen. If you want to prosper and be successful in God and live victoriously, you got to have faith. Amen. There's no substitute for it. It's just what it is. But let me tell you something. There's not anything more comforting than to know your Savior. And to get in his book and to begin to read, "The Lord's my shepherd, I shall not want." And I was reading not long ago. I've read that many, many, many times. But the Lord showed me all knew what it's all about. And I'm sure I didn't exhaust the bottom of it. But the Lord's my shepherd. His full intention in the 23rd Psalm is to get you in the flock and then take you home. Are y'all ready to go home? I'm not talking about go to physically. Are you ready to go to eternal home? Because the front rows get a little itchy up here. They've been ready for a while, I guess. But anyway, but are we ready to go home? I think the heartbeat of the Lord today has been very evident. It's about us. It's about the people. And his heart will never change toward us. Can we understand that? We had a word through Emerald. He hadn't forgot. But there's been some hindrances in his answer getting here. We just have to wait. I don't like to wait. Well, don't mess up the process. Learn to be long-suffering. Learn to trust God. He's coming. Good things come for those that wait. So, just begin to wait on the Lord. I waited on the Lord. Amen? He's faithful. He's just. So when we wait on him, good things happen. But know this, he's not forgotten you. Let's say it out loud. God has not forgotten me. I don't care how spiritual you are, how long you've been serving God. There comes moments and you just, God hadn't forgotten me. We needed to hear that today. Because I'm sure there's some people that have been waiting a long time for some things. But guess what? He told you. Everybody say, God told me today. It won't be long. How long? Not long. Hallelujah. Okay. Jesus answered and said unto Nicodemus, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Pretty plain talk. Pretty plain talk. Do you know what? We need to hear plain talk. We need to hear. We can't go on our good behavior, because none of us behave good enough to earn the kingdom of God. But Jesus gives it freely. And as in this Easter season, we're going to rehearse, I pray, ask God to reveal to us what did the cross really mean all over again. It's not the same story every time. The basics are there, but there are depths to that and the height of it that God can take you to that will solidify your faith even more. He actually died for you. You should have been on the cross. I should have been on the cross. We deserved it. He did not. But because he loved me. For God, let's say this together. For God so loved the world that he gave. Everybody say gave.
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 Well, if he gave, somebody took it. There came a point in time when Jesus on the cross said, Father, why have you forsaken me? That's when the Father had just turned his face on sin. Jesus was fully the sacrifice of sin. He was made to be. He wasn't a sinner. He was made to be sin in the Father's eyes. And at that moment in time, Jesus gave up the ghost. And he went to hell to pay your penalty and my penalty. But unlike God, unlike us, we'd have to stay there forever. Jesus was there for 3 days and 3 nights. But that was more than enough. He paid the price. He became the sacrifice for me. He sacrificed his life so we could live life. You must be born again. If something is born, it's come to life. Right? It's alive. Well, it's strange that we were walking in our sins before we met the Lord, and our destiny was hell and death. And you know what? We can't do a cotton picking thing about it. There ain't nothing you can do to fix that. Nothing. The best person on the earth that's ever lived cannot make it to heaven except be born again. Why? Because of Adam and Eve's sin, and sin launched into every human being from that point on because of the blood of Adam. But there came a day. God prophesied it in Genesis chapter 3. And 2,000, 4,000 years later, Jesus came. And we're all so glad he did, right? Because he came out of the tomb, and for those that believe. Got any believers in the house? Yeah. For those that believe, you walked out with him. Free! You can sleep tonight. You can sleep tonight because he went there in my place. Amen. You know, it's great sometimes when, you know, you need something from the store and you're working on something, or you know, trying to do something, and somebody comes up, well, I'll go get that for you. I'll go do that for you. Isn't that great? Am I the only one? Am I at the right church? It's great when they come, I'll go get that for you. Thank you. Well, that's what Jesus did for us.
Amen.
I'll go do that for you. My God. Lord, forgive us for being so callous, short-sighted. You only have one person in this world to believe and to trust and to worship and to depend on. His name's Jesus. He's the only one we got to please. It's Jesus. Amen. So let's stand to our feet. We'll please everybody here. And Jesus too. Hallelujah. What a day we've had. Praise God. Come back tonight. We'll be here at 6:05 for prayer. And great things happen. Amen. Father, thank you. Dismiss us now in the power of your Spirit and the knowledge of your word. And Lord God, we pray for souls. We pray, Lord God, that the Spirit of God go and draw people to your into you, into the churches, Lord God, into the to have an atmosphere and a head-on collision with the Word of God and the love of God. We thank you for it. We believe we receive it. Bless everyone in this building, Lord God, and those that are not here too. In Jesus' name, everybody said amen.